ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24. Chapter entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, text number 14. Is that correct? Pitra Drishtaha. प्रजा सर्गे तपसेर अर्णवम् आविशान् दश वर्षा सहस्राणि तपसा अर्चम् तपस्पतिम् पित्रादेश प्रजा सर्गे पित्रादिष्टा प्रजा सर्गे तपसेरर्णव आविशान् तपसेरर्णवम् आविशान् दश वर्ष सहस्राणि दश वर्ष सहस्राणि तपसार्चम तपस्पतिम तपश्चार्चम तपस्पतिम पित्रादिष्टा प्रजा सर्गे पित्रादिष्टा प्रजा सर्गे तपसे अर्णवम् आविशान् दश वर्ष सहस्राणि तपसार्च सं तपस्पतिम् तपश्चार्चं तपस्पतिम् पित्रादिष्टा प्रजा सर्गे तपसेरर्णवम् आविशान् दश वर्ष सहस्राणि तपसार्चास्मं तपस्पतिम् Word for word meaning Pitra by the father. Adishta being ordered by Praja Sarge in the matter of begetting children. Tapase for executing austerity. Arnavam in the ocean. Abhishan entered. Dasavarsa 10 years. Sahasrani such thousands. Tapasa by their austerity. Acharan worshipped tapaha of austerity patim the master. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: when all these prachetas were ordered by their father to marry and beget children, they all enter the ocean and practice austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Thus they worship the master of all austerity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation responsibly. When all these prachetas were ordered by their father to marry and beget children, they all entered the ocean and practiced austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Thus they worship the master of austerity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Sometimes the great sages and the ascetics enter the Himalaya mountains in order to find the seclusion from the turmoil of the world. It appears, however, that all the prachetas, the sons of Prachinivari, enter the depth of the ocean to perform austerity in the secluded place. Since they perform austerity for 10,000 years, this incident took place in the Satyuga, when people used to live for 100,000 years. It is also significant that by their austerities, they worship the master of austerities, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one wants to perform austerity and penances in order to attain the supreme goal, one must attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one achieves the favor of the Supreme Lord, it is to be understood that he has finished all kinds of austerities and penances and has attained the efficiency of their execution. If one achieves the favor of the Supreme Lord, it is to be understood that he has finished all kinds of austerities and penances and has attained the efficiency of their execution. On the other hand, if one does not attain the perfect stage of devotional service, all austerities and penances actually have no meaning, for without the Supreme Lord, no one can attain the highest result derived from the performing them. As stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 5:29, the Lord Krishna is the master of all penances and sacrifices. Penances and sacrifices. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Thus, the desired result of performing austerity may be derived from Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 33, text 7, it is stated, Aho bata swapachatayo gariyam yad jivhagre vartate namatubhyam tepus tapaste juhunu swasnu arya brahmanuchur nama grihanti ete. Even if a person is born in the family of Chandala, the lowest birth one can get in the human society, he is glorious if he chants the holy name of the Lord. For it is to be understood that by such chanting, a devotee definitely proves that he underwent all kinds of austerity in his previous life. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, one who chants the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, attains the highest perfectional stage. which has previously been attained by the people who enter the ocean and executed austerity for 10,000 years. In this age of Kali, if a person does not take advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, which offered as the great concession to fallen human beings of this age, it is to be understood that he is very much bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. Om Agyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Salakayaha Chakshurun Militanmena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhamitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Akanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatpakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pitradishta Prajasarge Tapase Arnava Asa Avishan Dasavarsa Sahasrani Tapasar Jamsam Tapas Patim. When all these pratetas were ordered by their father to marry and beget children, they all entered the ocean and practiced the austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Thus, they worshipped the master of all austerity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing to hear this wonderful narration. The lineage of Dhruva Maharaj continues. Huh? Recently we heard the entire pastime of Maharaj Prithu. Yeah. And who took over after Maharaj Prithu? Anyone care? Vijitasva, yeah, Maharaj's Prithu Maharaj's son. He was one of the five sons, elder son. So he took over. So after Vijitasva was his son. Does anyone recall? Havirdhana, very good. That's excellent. So Havirdhana was the son of Vijitasva. And Vijitasva's son is? No, sorry, Havardhan's son. Prachinavari, yes. So, now Prachinavari's son is? Prachetas. There are 10 of them. So, now Prachinavari, we'll hear a very long narration of Prachinavari in the following chapters. So, he had 10 sons. Now, at that time, They were meant to procreate and propagate the living entities. So the Prachinavari had ordered Prachetas to get married and have children. being a very intelligent princess, and they know the philosophy, they know the scripture, what they have done first thing before they actually get married? Austerity. Huh? They went to perform austerity in order to purify their existence, in order to execute this service properly. They are seeking the blessings of the Lord and the devotees. So they have gone now into, so where are they performing? Under the water. Why? Secluded place, yes. Yes, as Prabhupada mentions, huh? To avoid the turmoil of, or they didn't want to be disturbed by external activities and things. So they wanted to be fully focused on the personality of Godhead. So they were meditating, they had the yogic power in order to go in the water to sit for so long. It's one of the siddhis. Huh? So they were able to perform austerity in the very secluded place without being disturbed. So this is where we at today. This is the verse. Huh? So Srila Prabhupada makes a point in a purport that he brings the summary of the purport is that the human form of life is meant for tapasya. It's very rare. Human form of life is very rare. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Devs gives us a very graphical or gradation to come to the human form of life. We may have heard this already. In the chapter 29, text 28 to 31, he gives a very beautiful description, a gradation of just even to come to the platform of human form. We also hear in different scriptures like Padma Purana and all those, they give you a gradation in like the human form of life begins from the aquatics as a low grade. So aquatics, then they move on to plants and trees. They evolve from there. Then they go to the next level, which is the reptiles and insects. Then birds, animals, and then finally human beings. Yeah. In the similar kind of description, Lord Kapila slightly takes a different approach to describe the same thing. He says, the living entities are superior to inanimate objects, which means the living entity is, we see there's two energies. One is the matter, completely dead, and then there's a spirit, which is a spiritual. So he says, living entity are superior to inanimate objects. Now, he says, from there, one who displays life, now he's come to the next level up. So from the matter, he's saying the spirit is better. Now from, as being a spirit, what is the next gradation? That which displays life. Displaying life could be also, you could put it in as saying that which moves, that which grows, that which bleeds, that's so on and so forth. You could say that's the symptom of a life. Anything that's... From displaying life develops, the higher is one who has gained consciousness. Gone up to the next level as one who has a consciousness. You can start. From there, develops a sense perception. You can start to have some sense through the senses. They can start distinguish things. Huh? From the sense perception, one who has developed a taste is higher. From one who has developed a taste, one who has developed a sense of touch is higher. So one who has developed a sense of smell is even higher than one who has developed the sense of touch. So from sense of touch, one who can smell is higher. From one who has developed a sense of hearing, so now from smelling has gone to hearing. From hearing, one who can distinguish between one form and another is even higher. And developing upper and lower sets of teeth, that's the next level up. One, the living entity who has got a upper and lower teeth, now come to the next level up. And even higher is those who have many legs. Now, from just having a jaw, teeth, now they also developed the hands and legs, of the legs, and many legs. The many-legged to four-legged, even higher. That's quadruples. And then comes to the human form, two-legged. So that's one way of looking at the how do we actually go gradation. And if we go to the evolution of, you know, going into an aquatic, there are 900,000 species we have to go through. As Amarendra Prabhu was describing in a class very nicely, 900,000 times species you have to go through in aquatic centers. So like that, we evolve into a tree, and then there's varieties of trees and plants, and then we come to reptiles, and it just goes on and on. The list is very high. Finally, we reach the form of human form. So, as that same reference, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it says, Labdha sudur lava idam bahu sambhava ante. Labdha means obtain. Sudur lava, very rare. Idam, this body. Bahu sambhava ante. Bahu means many. Many, many births we have gone through. Ante means end. We come to human form. Arthadam, this is a very, very valuable. Artha means valuable. Such a great value. Anityam, but it can be taken away just like that. If we don't utilize it, or if there is a high chance that it could be taken away anytime. Anityam. Dhira, those who are intelligent, those who can utilize intelligence. Turnam yateta. Turna means immediately, very quickly, straight away, right away. What do they do? Yateta. They will endeavor. For what? Till when? So it says, turnam yateta napatet. Till they fall dead. What do they do? Nishreya Nisraya means means for the ultimate liberation. So the human form, what are they meant to do? They're supposed to achieve, or they're supposed to strive for the ultimate liberation. The last line says, Bishaya khalu sarvatah syat. If the Vishaya means the gratification or the enjoyment, it's there. But what is the use? It's everywhere, but what is the use? You haven't utilized that human form. Human form of life is for a nishreya, for the achieving the perfection of just to serve the Lord. As also in the Vaishnava song we hear, Bhajahure Mana song, yeah? What is it in that song? It says, Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. Kamala means lotus flower, the lotus leaf. If you lotus leaf, if you drop a water, Dala Jala, and you just drop a water, what it happens? It has, like it flows. It just flows just like that. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. Our life is like that. That's in the drop on the top of the leaf. That's shaking to the winds and different things is shaking. Any moment, that drop, drop and gone. That is. So, what does it say? Kamala jala 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 jivanan talamala. Therefore, bhajahu haripada. Means to worship the Lord. Do bhajan. That is the yes, worship the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we also find another reference in Srimad Bhagavatam, again 11th canto. Duralavam manusam deha. Duralavam manusam deha. This human form is very rare. Dehinam chanabhanguram. Chana means any moment. Bhangura means it's taken away. Tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Therefore, worship the Lord of Vaikuntha. Lord of the Vaikuntha. So that is the rarity, what's the Prabhupada actually, In the same context, we of that connection of Kapila Dev. Now Kapila Dev goes to the next level. Now we come to the level of human being. Yes? Yeah? Then it says, amongst the human being, higher than that, is those who practice Varnashram Dharma. Those who follow the system of Varnashram Dharma is higher. Now we have come to the human level. Now we're going next level up, even within the human level. So next level is one who practices the Varnashram Dharma. Now, amongst the Varnashram following, or person who follows the Varnashram, who's the next grade up? Not quite. Nope. Brahmana. So in the Varnashram we have the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So the Brahmanas are considered higher, those who are following. So now, next level, Brahmanas. Those who are amongst the Brahmanas, better even are those who are studying the Vedic scriptures, the Vedas, are considered next level up higher. Yeah? So where we gone from? We just came into human form, which is very rare. Now what's the first one? And those who are actually following the Varnashram. Following Varnashram means abiding by the scriptures, abiding by the law of God. That's what Varnashram means. We're following practicing. So there was following Varnashram, then who was the next one? Brahmana was the next one. So now going up one more level, up, those who are studies the scripture is higher. And higher than that is actually one who knows the meaning of the Vedas. Not studying only, and actually knows the purport, the purpose is higher. Then, even higher, those who have studied, those who are able to explain to people in general, each of even higher. They have studied, but they were able to dispel this the purpose of the Vedas. They are considered even higher. And those who are now gone up to that level, when you come to that level, those who are free of material contamination or desire to enjoy is considered higher. Material contamination. Those who are liberated from all material contamination is next grade up. Then is the devotees. A pure devotee is the, that's the highest. So Kapiladev explains, so we've gone from matter, all the gradation of, even within the human form, the life, different type of lives. So we have come to the human form, which is rare itself. After that, there's also even gradation of you have come. So to come to a Vaishnava, become a Vaishnava, chanting the one who worships the Lord is considered the highest, according to Kapiladev in third canto. The pure devotee who executes devotional service without expectation of reward is the highest. So even the devotional service we perform for, we want something. My dear God, please give me something. That's our generally attitude. We go, you know, give me the great house or give me this, give me that. That could, you know, somewhat win level. But the highest on that devotional platform is the person who performs devotional service without any expectation in return from God. That is highest. Anya avilatsta sunyam. Jnana karmadi anavritam. Yeah, Rupa Goswami gives definition. That anya avilasa, we have no other ulterior motives. Shunyam, zero. That is the highest devotion. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada brings another very nice point about the chanting of the holy name, or person who chants the holy name. What is the description? Same. It's Kapiladevi, Lord Kapiladev is giving that explanation. Aho bata svapachatayo gariyan. How glorious is the person who chants the holy name? This is Mother Devahuti saying. Aho bata svapachatayo gariyan. Svapacha means a dog eater. Even the lowest grade of a human form, a human, if yad juha agre, juha means tongue, agra means front, or tongue. Those who are chanting the holy name, even they be there born in a very low grade of human form, or even a dog eater. So pachito gariyan. Gariyan means they are worshipable, because they are yad jivhagre vartate nama tubhyam. In the tongue, in their tongue, the holy name is vibrating, therefore they are worshipable. See the point is, see the, how the glorious a person who actually chanting the holy name. Tapas, what they have done, it's not that, you know, they said suddenly they are able to chant the holy name just like that. It's rare. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanamam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. Bahunam means many, 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 many births. Janmanam ante, the end of their life. Huh? They are able to chant the holy name. So Bhagavatam confirms that they have actually performed tapas in the past. They have taken bath in the holy places. Shasnur means they have taken bath. They have practiced Arya. Arya means those who actually practice all the Varnashram system perfectly. Huh? Brahmanuchura, they have studied the Vedas. And because of all that, they are able to Nama Grinantite. They're able to chant the holy name. That is the rarity of being a Vaishnava. Being able to chant the holy name. Being able to do the devotional service. Being able to worship the Lord. Being able to cook for the Lord in the kitchen. Being able to perform the kirtan in the association of Vaishnava. How rare it is. Bhagavatam confirming that. It's very rare. So we come to this level, this of, you know, such a wonderful association we come to. I was just having a dinner with one of the devotees yesterday. We were discussing the same point. That yes, we have great fortune. We, as a devotee, come together and chant. We're just going to the same level again. So yes, being born as a human form is rare. Being born as a Brahman is rare. Being born having being a Vaishnava is rare. I just confirm, and that. Yes, chanting the holy name, or those who can chant the holy name, that each person is a rare, very exalted position. And being a Vaishnava is rare, because it's very, and Vaishnava is also, we have four Vaishnava sampradayas, different sampradayas we have. Those who are in the line of Vaishnavas, they are also great exalted. Now, even in the line of Vaishnavas, we, as the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can be more even proud to say, yes, we are even somewhat way better. Because we are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna himself, comes in the material world to inaugurate the holy name. He does that. And he establishes. So we are very fortunate. Other sampradayas, they don't have that access. Their acharyas or their teachers, they have come many thousands of years back. They don't have access to that. But we have that access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which just came 500 years ago. Now, even better, we were just discussing this yesterday, that those who are actually in the line of Srila Prabhupada, our acharyas, our devotees, so many have dreamt, they have performed so much austerity and wrote so much scriptures and performed, and they had a dream to give this message to everybody in the world. But this dream, this prediction of Mahaprabhu was fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada. And see the rarity of our fortune, that we are in his shelter, in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Such is our greatness, such is our fortune. We should take advantage of every second, every moment of this rarity of I'll just end with the this chapter is entitled "This Song Sung by Lord Shiva." As its story unfolds, that the Prachetas will meet Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva will appear and he will give instructions to Prachetas. He will sing this beautiful song. What do you call Shiva Stuti? His name there. There's a whole, quite a few verses that the Lord Shiva gives the instruction and all glorifies the Lord. One of the prayer or instruction given by Lord Shiva, he says himself, he says, a person who executes this occupational duty properly for 100 years. This is in the fourth canto, chapter 24, text number 29. The Lord Shiva's instruction to Prachetas. What does it say? A person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Lord Brahma. So if you perform perfectly the Varnashram system for 100 births, you are eligible to become Brahma. You can. What's the eligibility to become Indra? 100 Ashwamedha yagyas, right? Yes. So there is eligibility. You have to do something. There's nothing is not achieved by nothing, doing nothing. We have to go out of our comfort zone and perform something. Then we get something. Right, Mahatmaji? Yes. And I was just listening to another very nice, beautiful life of Aindra Prabhu. Very nice line. Many of you heard? Yeah. Amarendra Prabhu gave us very nice class in the Bhakti Briksha, in the life of Aindra Prabhu. How Aindra Prabhu, he joined, long story cut short, he just gave everything away before he joined. He came to the temple. He started living very simply. And his service, he was from a musical family. I mean, he's very musical talent. He had a musical interest when he was before he joined. So when he came, he got so attracted to this holy name, his service was to just chant in the street for 16 hours. He would just sit there in the park and just chant. Sometimes he gets chased away from the council and all that. And eventually somebody gave him a donation. I bought a truck, and it converted the truck into a temple. And then he used to now, from just chanting from in the park, he used to just sit on behind the truck and then chant the holy name for long hours. That was his service back in New York. So in 1986, he desired this to visit the holy dham, Mayapur. That was the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. He desired. So he came to Mayapur. And then in the plan, in the itinerary, it was not really there so to go to Vrindavan, but somebody did suggest him to go to Vrindavan. Then he went to Vrindavan. He landed there, I think in the next day or so, very soon after his landing in Vrindavan, a person from a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a very senior devotee, came and told him about the dream he had. So dream was that when Srila Prabhupada established the Vrindavan temple in 1974-75, that he also requested devotees to have a 24-hour kirtan in the temple. After Srila Prabhupada left, that had somehow stopped. So this Gaudiya, the Vaishnava comes to Ayendra Prabhu and tells the dream he had, that Srila Prabhupada came in his dream and Prabhupada had the tears. And he was saying that, "I have requested my devotees to do a 24-hour kirtan, but they have stopped." For that, Prabhupada was not happy. So hearing this message, Ayendra Prabhu had a thought in his mind, saying, I have landed, I have no desire to be in Vrindavan. Somehow I came by mercy of the Lord. Now as soon as I land, I get this message. Two, that we have stopped the 24-hour kirtan. I was already doing a 16-hour kirtan in New York. Now this is something that Prabhupada is indicating, that this person, he could have shared this message, this dream, to anyone else. Why me? So from that he could understand that, okay, there's something that Prabhupada wants him to do. So he stayed in Vrindavan and he never walked out of Vrindavan for 24 years. And he started this 24-hour kirtan chanting, and then he maintained for 24 years. So the point is, of course, then he left his body. The point is that see the determination, see to get something, to gain something, there is some price to pay. There is some austerity to do. Such as without that, no pain, no gain. Yes? So just so in that point, yeah, sorry, I was reading this the prayer by Lord Shiva. It's a person who executes a devotional service for 100,000 properly 100 births becomes qualified to become Lord Brahma, and if he becomes qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered unto Lord Krishna or Vishnu in unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to a spiritual planet. Listen to the next line. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain these planets, after the destruction of this material world. The point Lord Shiva is making, that see the lifespan of Lord Brahma. If Lord Brahma to return back home, back to Godhead, does he have the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead within this 100 years of our time? No. He has to wait for 311 trillion years. That's what Lord Shiva is making a point here. He says all the demigods who are qualified to go back home, they can only go when there is a annihilation. They cannot go before, because they have given that responsibility. Yet, we have that opportunity to just go in the, in comparison to 300 trillion years, we have, it's a moment. It's a moment to go home back to Godhead. We can go. Yes, even in 100 years, 50 years are gone, just like, we go to sleep, 50 years gone. Even that, five, 10 years, we go and play and everything is, that's gone. What's remaining? It's very few years. If we can give this very few years, precious few years, we have this opportunity. Thank you. Which, any other questions? Yes.
I want to add something more about Andrew, like what I heard.
Yes.
He made a vow not to leave his home at all.
Yes.
In other words, he won't leave Vrindavan at all. He won't go to Delhi. He threw his passport, American passport, into the river Yamuna.
Correct.
And he was worshipping 3,000 shaligram. He did every day. That
yes.
From morning till about 2:30 or 3 p.m.
Thank you.
When he left his body, he was just paying obeisance to the deity in his room.
Yes.
And he got the fire and that burned the whole room. There was a little gas leak.
Yeah, those.
His life is so bloated, but.
Yes.
Sudhir's story is telling that he made a wonderful gift.
Controversy,
of
yes, yes.
Back to God.
Thank you, Mahatmaji. Those who are hearing online, I'll just reiterate what Mahatmaji was saying, that on the, just adding on to the life of Aindra Prabhu, that Aindra Prabhu, yes, when he actually decided to stay in Vrindavan, first thing he is that he just threw his passport away. He threw the passport in Jamuna. He said, okay, you know, if I have a passport, something will come, I'll go back. And second point Mahatmaji was mentioned is that he never left Vrindavan 24 hours. Even he was so sick, he had to go for medical checkup in Delhi. He refused. He stayed in Vrindavan. And in his stay, he received these shaligram silas, the sacred stone of Lord Krishna. We also have some here. He used to receive not just one, two, or three. Some devotee would just bring him in 100. Some had 500. Like that, he had a collection of 3,000 shaligram silas he was worshipping. And his schedule, I'll just end on that note, his schedule. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock, he used to chant the holy name, japa, just personal japa. What time? 5 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And how many rounds would that be? He's chanting 120 rounds every day.
8 hours.
Long hours. How many hours? From 5 to 1?
8 hours.
Chanting the holy name. From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, he used to rest. From 4 to 5, he used to clean the bathroom, public toilet of Brahmachari Ashram. That's for 1 hour every day. See the humility. Huh? From 5 to 6, between 5 and 7, he used to chant. He used to go in the temple, main temple, and do a kirtan. From 7 to around 10, 9:30-ish, he used to give classes, or if somebody has a question and everything, so he used to answer that. From 9:45 at night till next morning, 4 o'clock, is his deity worship time. In between that, he used to also worship the deities. Each of the Saligram Silas, he used to 3,000, it's not one. Even he touched it once, and they used to put the oil, massage, and then offer to sleep each of the Saligram. 3,000. Plus he had a Nitai Satishuta Gonitai deities. Plus he has a Radharani. Plus other Guru Parampara and so on and so forth. And between that, he's also cooked many items to offer the Lord at night. 32 items. And then at 4 o'clock, he offered that and everything. He used to offer this Mahaprasad to those devotees who are doing a 24-hour kirtan shift between 1 and 4. He used to offer them just to reward them as the tough shift to be. And then, after he has given them, offered them prasad to those devotees, he used to honor prasad at that time. And then begins 5 o'clock, next day's routine, chanting. This is something, that's something they have gone out of their comfort zone to perform a devotional service. For us, it was 16 rounds, easy. Even that, those 16 rounds, for myself, I know what is it like. Thinking of that, I've got this, I've got this. Yeah. Yes, any other comments, questions? Yes, Krishna. Very good question. Very, very good thinking. Very good. Very good. So the question is saying that the prachetas have gone under the water, thinking that they will not be disturbed by any other the external environment. But even in the water, there are fish. Right? So wouldn't they be disturbed? See, fish, they don't bother you as much as you have other disturbances. We have a noise factor. You know, if you're living in a land, you have a noise, you have a wind, we have a people, and you know, this and that. Fish, they go about, they're doing their own business, they don't bother you. So it's more or less disturbance. So it was more quieter than land.
What about crabs?
Saksh, if they were able to stay in the water for 10,000 years, they also have some safety net. They can keep away shark. I'm sure they have some siddhi. If they were... Yes, and ultimately Lord is there. Correct. Yes, that's what I heard, that he used to just eat once a day. Sorry? Around 5, around 4:35, yeah. Around 4:30-ish, yeah. Sorry? Only once. Yes, that's something going out of our own comfort zone to do some service, extra service. Eating, it can be reduced. Prabhupada also eat very little. Our acharyas, Raghunath Das Goswami, he lived in the few drops of buttermilk every 3 days. Raghunath Das Goswami, yes. Yes, in Jagannath Puri. The level of austerity Raghunath Das Goswami performed, he used to take a few drops of buttermilk every 3 days. 3 days. Just few drops. Once a meal, one good meal is in compared to, that is very good. Three meals? Yes, yes. For us in Mahaprabhu's mandir, we have three meals. And the meals are also the great meals. Yes. Sorry? Reduce eating. Mahaprasad Govinde, there's no harm eating. You can eat Mahaprasad, is you can eat as much as you want. To your satisfaction. Mahaprasad will do good. And yeah.
That's also service.
Thank you. Yes, Durbhu. Generally, schedule was between around in the evening, around 5:30, 6 o'clock, until 7, till between 5 and 10, there was a time he used to spend in the temple and do kirtan and everything. Initial days, yes, he was doing more shifts in the 24 hours shifts. But as the devotee came in to help and everything, it became more systematic. So in terms of his doing actual kirtan, it's in the evening generally. Sometimes he used to do also in the morning. I remember seeing him in the morning. But primarily it was in the evening between 5 or 6, and then it goes till 8, 9, 10. Depends. Yes, Krishna. So the question from Krishna is, did the Prachetas, how did the Prachetas control their breathing because they're in the water? Guess. Do you have a guess? No? Because they had siddhic power, mystic power. One of the mystic power is that they're able to hold the breath as long as they wish to. It's a siddhi power. So they had that. Because they are the residents of Satyuga, Satyuga people had that mystic powers. So they were able to exercise that. They can go in the water and then perform a tapasya for a long time. Whether they breathe in the water, probably not. They could hold it. Just focus on the Lord. I can only guess. Yes.
In Satyuga, the lifespan is 100,000 years.
Yes.
Not 100 years, but 100,000.
100,000 years, yes. Yes, Mazi.
You said that above the Brahmanas are the who reads the Vedic knowledge and scripture. But I was just wondering if the Brahmanas don't read the Vedic scriptures.
Brahmanas don't read in Vedas and the scriptures?
They don't read it?
No.
Yes,
Brahmana are meant to study the scriptures.
But you said that above the Brahmana, that the one who read the Vedas and the scriptures.
So that's what it means. Above means the Brahmana itself, it's just being like born into a Brahmana or circumstances of being Brahmana, or you have the qualification of Brahmana. And if you haven't studied the Veda, you are lower grade of Brahmana. If now you, as a being a Brahmana, if you have studied the Vedas, that is a, of course it's a Brahmana, but that's the next level up.
You mean the Brahmana means the one who is born in Brahmana?
Not born on, they had the qualities.
Of
a qualities of a Brahmana. Not born, I mean they're born also is a qualification. Being born in the Brahminical family is a qualification by itself. But those who had the quality, but yeah, yeah. They're not practicing, they're not studying. If they study, then they become a next level up. That's what it means. Thank you. Okay. Yes, last question. Two questions. Okay, fire away. So the question is, when the Prachetas finished their austerities, when they came out, first action they did was they were able to, they just burned the trees, right? They burned the fire. So why did they do that? we will hear that answer will come. I mean, I think reason being was they are the king, they are prince, they are performing austerities. Seeing the land that was not producing much or was not doing much, was just, you know, great jungle. And I will be guessing at this point. I read a long time ago. I haven't revised yet. Yeah, something happened historically, and then they were a bit upset. I think father also left, and then plus it was just a bare jungle. There was nothing else. So they started to, through this, a power of their mystic, they were able to burn. What was the second question? It is says that returning, going back home, back to Godhead, there are only two places you can go from in this universe. Do you know which are they? One is Brahmaloka. Those who have reached Brahmaloka, just not reaching is not a qualification, and those who have to have also have a devotional service performed, they have reached to a Brahmaloka. From there, they can be promoted to spiritual loka, which is the second one. Prithvi, this planet where we're living in. These are the two places you can only go back home, back to Godhead. If you are in the heavenly planets, you cannot. You'll have to come here, perform devotion service, then you can go. So that's the those who are died in the battle of the demigods, they will be given a different body according to their activities or karma. But to return back home, back to Godhead, as I understand, I'm to be corrected, but you can only go from these two places, Brahmaloka or planet Earth, Mrityuloka. Yes. Any other questions? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.